Well, I want to say that I'm very thankful to be here this morning.
Amen.
I appreciate all the hospitality.
Amen.
I want you all to know that we have a special place in our heart for you all. We love you all very much.
Amen.
Appreciate you over the years. And I'm going to need the Lord to help me, so you might want to pray for me. The thought that I have today is God's way is best. Now I know that, and you know that, and I know you know that. But just saying it doesn't put it into any action in our life. But God's way is best, and I find that I can say that, but I still have a way.
True.
And every way man's that help? Every man's way is right in his own eyes.
Right.
But there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. And it's just the seem right way. Because the end of that is destruction. But our way generally is destruction. And every man's way is right in his own eyes. And until I get to the place, God's way is best, but until I get to the place that I realize that my way doesn't work, I still have tendencies to take my way. I was had the privilege of being, someone took us out to supper the other night, and we wasn't far from where we were staying, so we put it into GPS, and the GPS said to go one way, but I just insisted I was going to go another way to start out with, and there was I noticed there was a lot of ways to get there. Now, there was a best way, but I didn't take the best way. But the GPS kept rerouting me because it was determined to get me there.
Right. Right.
And I could make a number of different decisions and go wrong ways, and it kept saying, no, you go back this way.
Right.
You know, I really believe the Lord's like that with us. I believe the Lord loves us enough to redirect our paths. And I think there's times that we can veer and we can get off, or we can simply make a mistake. You know, around here, I come from the mountains, and there's some curvy roads and there's some challenges, but there's not challenges like there's challenges driving in a place like this.
Yeah.
I mean, here, if you get stuck in the wrong lane with traffic here, and then all of a sudden it says exit only, then over here's where you want to go, but getting over there is really, really complicated. And for a driver like me, it's really hard because I don't know all the things with doing this. And so there's times that you need to go through an intersection. You all know what I mean. You need to go through an intersection and you need to stay left.
Right?
Right? You don't have the option of being over here and doing this. And so with me being from where I'm from, you don't have all that. You can pretty much do what, you know. And so you find yourself in these kind of situations. And life is like that too. Life is like that and can be complicated. And you can find, and I want us to know something. God's way is best. And we can make mistakes and get off of that. But God's desire is to give us an expected end. God knows what he wants to get us to. And I thank the Lord today for the mercy of God. Because he will redirect us at times. And he didn't ever intended us to be over there. But he will redirect us in our life to get us to that expected end. And I'm very thankful for that. And God's way is best today, but we don't always know what God's way is to be best, but it is best for us, and I'm challenged by my human thinking. You're challenged by your human thinking. A number of years ago, I had an issue that was in my life, and I wondered about how to deal with this issue. It almost always has to do with people in your life that's really a challenge, and it was one of those things. And so I had to know what to do, so I sat down and logically determined what I should do. And so I come up with a solution and was very confident in my own mind, in my own heart, that this is the right thing to do. This is the position that I'm going to hold on this situation. Well, I had been reading a number of the saints' books, you know, the different ones of the past that had went through the trials and different things, and it was always a glory to God. God got the glory out of the issues of their life when they gave it to the Lord. And so I had determined in my situation, this is what I'm going to do. And I felt like the Lord redirected. I knew what I was going to do, and I thought it was righteous too, to be honest with you. I wasn't trying to do wrong. I was trying to do right. And I had determined this is what I was going to do. And the Lord redirected me. And he did it by bringing to my mind, and he said, talk to me like this. I want you to write your situation and what you're going to do. I want you to write it in a book that you're going to publish for the saints and for all the world to know. This is Marty Clevenger.
Right.
This is the story of his life, and this is a moment of his life, and this is what he did. That wasn't a very good testimony of the Lord. I can write it better than that. I can write it higher with the grace of God. I can do better than that. And when I did that, I said, Lord, thank you. My mind was wrong. I was wrong in that. And the Lord redirected me because the Lord's way is right. It's always best. So I want to start out by reading the song, that's where this comes from. The song 111 in our hymnal says, God's way is best. God's way is best if human wisdom a fairer way may seem to show. I say human's wisdom does try to show a fairer way. It is only that our earth-dim vision the truth can never clearly know. And it's so true. The writer got that so true with that, that human wisdom doesn't ascend far enough.
Right.
It doesn't see a greater picture.
Yeah.
Human wisdom never sees the end the way God's wisdom sees the end. We never know what the effects of our doings will be.
Right.
Not totally. Wisdom is actually, the definition of wisdom is to be able to know what the end of a matter is. But our earth dim vision never can clearly see that.
Right.
We never clearly know what our words will do, what our actions will do, how far they'll go, and what they'll do. We never clearly see those things. But the Lord always sees them clearly.
Yes.
And so we have an earth dim vision. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I'd go astray. Amen. I did that for a number of years in my life. I chose my pathway. And when I choose my pathway, I in blindness go astray. I choose the things that are beneficial to me in the flesh. I choose the things that seems to make me look good. Make me look good. I mean, who here don't want to look good? We all want to look good. And we want to do the things that make us look good. And you know what it's hard to do sometimes? It's hard to humble ourselves and look good at the same time. I mean, I want to look good. I want to look like I'm right. And the Lord comes like, that's the wrong thing. You're choosing your own pathway. You're going to go in blindness. Yeah, you're going to be puffed up. You're going to make a scene. But you're not going to be right. So he says, had I the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I should go astray and wander far away in darkness, nor reach the land of endless day.
Yes.
He leadeth true, I will not question. Now, I want to say, I think there's a reality for that. He leadeth true, I will not question. I'm going to say it takes some time to get to a place like that.
Yes.
That I've learned that the way of the Lord is absolutely right, and I'm not going to spend and waste my efforts in trying to debate that point.
Right.
You remember the Lord telling Peter, "You're going to deny me three times," and he wasn't in this place right now. He was in the place that I know my heart better than you do. He felt all of this. Listen, this wasn't a make-believe. His heart was on the Lord. And he knew that what his heart felt like, and he felt like that he was strong enough inside himself to conquer these things. No, I won't deny you. They may deny you, but even though I die, I won't deny you. And the Lord said, "You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows," and the Lord was right.
Yes.
Now, after a while of that, you can say, "I feel like I know me." But the Lord knows me better. I don't know myself the way I think I do. And I've actually literally felt this before. Maybe you haven't felt this before. But I like to kind of be sensitive about myself and think about these kind of things. But I've been in the pulpit, an overwhelming sense of victory comes over me, and I think I can face anything. Well, I'm up here and the Lord's with me. I mean, come on, what can I do? I'll be a monarch sometime and the singing's going on and I feel like, bring it on. Yeah. Bring it on, man. I got it. I mean, I got it. Then the meeting ends. Yeah. And then the real trial comes. And picking them up. Right. Mm. Lord, have mercy and help us here. I feel like I know myself, but we're up and down in our emotions, folks. We're driven by the emotions and the time and the place that we're in. And when I don't have any pain, I feel like I can endure any pain. Then you get that toothache monarch. Wow, that thing's going to drive me crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And reality comes to me in. The Lord sees through all of that and know what you got inside you. So the Lord's way is best, and he's always right. He leadeth true, I will not question. Though through the valley I shall go. He going to take you through a valley?
Yeah.
I mean, is the Lord going to let us go through some valleys?
Yeah.
I had someone message me a couple days ago, message me yesterday and again today. Really wanting prayer. Husband's sick and out of work. They don't have food. Their life's in this. They got troubles and troubles, they said. Got all these troubles. And the message that I got was, brother, please pray that the Lord will remove all of our troubles. Praise the Lord. God can do it. But when I got the message, I will not question. Lord, I don't know them. I don't know what their heart, I know I don't want troubles. I know we can pray that the Lord will help us in our troubles. But I'm not so sure that they don't need the troubles. I don't know. I didn't pray, Lord, bless them. And I told them, I said, there's grace for you. I said, I don't know if God wants to get rid of your troubles, but I know God wants to give you grace in your troubles. I know God wants you to have a victory right in the middle of these troubles. I don't know if he's going to take them away. I know God wants to show himself real in the middle of these troubles. I know God's way is best. I know there's times that we need shook up. I know there's times that we need to be more serious than we are. I know God's way is best in dealing with us. Though I should pass through clouds of trial and drink the cup of human woe. Now you're getting somewhere. Lord help us. Is God's way still best when I go through the valleys? And when I go through the time of difficulties and when I'm drinking the cup of human woe, is God still best? The songwriter said, I will not question. God's way is best, Lord. Lead me to your eternal home. Lead me to where I'm supposed to go. Help me in this life because I don't know what I need. to challenge me in life. I don't know what I might need. Can't do it by myself. Lord, I need you to do it. God's way is best. Heart cease thy struggling. I quote this one a lot. God's way is best. Heart cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Oh, just struggle and struggle and struggle with these things. Oh, God's way is best. Heart cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting. Submit thyself into his hands. And I want to say, the key to the idea of God's way is best and us accepting that is the surrender of our way. The challenge of God's way is challenged by our way. God will have a way and I have a way. And from the beginning, this is so. The Lord looked down and told Adam and Eve, here's a tree, don't eat of it. This is my way. I got a way, you don't do it. They took their way. Mankind has been in the struggle. The only thing in the whole universe that is struggling is man. God's creation don't struggle with God. It's doing exactly what he told it to do from the time he made it. Mankind is the struggling element. The whole war of everything has to do with mankind.
Yes.
He is in a struggle doing it his way. Now, I want to ask you this question. Is man's way working very well for man? look at the world around us. Does taking our own way really get us to the place? Everyone that talks about anything, no matter how ridiculous it is in the pursuit of satisfaction, pursuit of happiness, want to try to get to a place that life's better for all of us, of whatever it is, but it isn't working because man's way doesn't work.
Amen.
Thy way is best. This is a statement to God. It doesn't say God is way best on this. It says thy way. Lord,
yes.
Thy way is best.
Yes.
So lead me onward.
Yes,
my all I give to thy control. This is it.
Yes.
I can take my way.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord still says, here it is.
Yes.
Consider your way. He said in one place, consider your way. You planted and it ain't, you ain't getting anything, and you labor and you put it in pockets with bags with holes in it. It leaks back out. You do all of these things. Consider your way. Is your way really prospering you? Is it getting you where you go? Is this going to end up in heaven at the end of you? Is this going to be right for you? Consider your way. Well, he says, my all I give to thy control. Thy loving hand will truly guide me and safe to glory bring my soul.
Yes.
If we want to be successful in this life, it's God's way.
Yes.
God's way is not our way. His way is above our ways. As high as the heaven is above the earth, is so is his thoughts above our thoughts, and his way above our ways. We look at it through a darkened lens. We look through it as a shady thing. It is not clear. We do not see the way clear. We need the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide us. And the only way he can do that is when I surrender my will and my way into his hands.
Amen.
So I want to look at a scripture over in the 11th chapter of Matthew. First verse of that chapter starts and says, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed hence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whomsoever shall not be offended in me. Now, this is always been one of the most intriguing scriptures to me, the way it's written and trying to understand it. John, my understanding is that John was a cousin of Jesus, and if I'm not mistaken, that his mother Elizabeth and Mary are with child at the same time. You remember when they come together that John leaped in Elizabeth's womb. So they was about the same age. And they wasn't old. This is not an old man. John had a mission, a commission of the Lord. You're going to be the one that goes before the Lord. He was the one that made the path straight. He was the one that went and testified of the one that was going to come. And he said, the one that's coming after me is greater than me. And I can't even unlatch his shoes. Some language like that. And John's in this situation. And if you remember, John was preaching the truth to the authorities. And he said some things that was pretty tough there. And he ended up saying that the wife that the king had wasn't, that ain't legal. God ain't approving of that. Yes. You remember, and it kind of stirred them all up. Well, John ends up in prison. Yes. Over this. They can put him in prison. And now John's in a situation to where he's in prison. And he's been out in the wilderness and he's preaching and he's still human. He's out and preaching and doing these things. And now he's in prison. And he said, I need a confirmation. I need a confirmation. I think he knew, but I need a confirmation. When Jesus answered him, he said, go and tell him again. So at some point, he knows John's in his place, and now John's there. This is a relative of Jesus, and he's in prison, and maybe what John would have wanted and preferred was some mighty son of God like Jesus to get him out of there. Okay, you're not going to do that to John. Tell John we're going to get him. But that's not what they said to John. He said, go witness. This is all John's going to need. Go tell him the blind see and the lame walk. The devils are cast out and the works of God are done, and John will know what that means. Yes. Go tell him that, but you need to tell him, blessed are those who aren't offended in me. Because you're not getting out, John. That's not what your mission is. John, you done it well. Yes. It was no greater. You made the path clear. Right. You were commissioned of the Lord to do something, and you done it. And it's impossible that you stay here. You're going to have to go. It's not going to be pretty. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God's way is best. Yes. Heart ceased to serve, and I don't get it. That's too much sometimes. How can I understand such a thing? John, the whole... all of the sorrows that you dealt with, all of the things they've done, you've done it right, but you can't stay here because one's got to go off the scene for the other to come onto the scene. You can't have a competition between the followers of John and the followers of Jesus. You only pointed, John, it's time you move off the scene. This is God's will for you, that you can't stay here in this. Listen, what did Jesus talking about? Blessed are those that are not offended in me. What could you possibly be offended of with this guy? This guy. This is the one that healed. He fed the poor.
Yes.
He healed the lame, the blind. How can you be offended? This is the man that went to the land of the Gadarenes and delivered legion. And they all tried to do it and couldn't do it. They tried to chain him and couldn't do it. They did all of this and couldn't do it. But yet they was offended. Well, when he went there and done that, they was offended at him and wanted him and asked him to get off of there. Leave. We want you to leave. Oh, yeah. I would, something like that, you would think we like him in our congregation. Hey, you're leaving the land of the Gadarenes, come to Green Bank. We need you, Green Bank. You can come here. No, they was offended at what he had done. How could you be offended? It's because they was swine herders. The swine was he was killing their way. He's going to run their way with what he's doing. He's going to challenge their way. It's God's way is best.
Amen.
Well, so what's to be offended by this one?
Right.
You know, there's a lot that people were offended at him. The Jewish nation believed that there was going to be the Messiah. God was going to send the Messiah.
Right.
And they believed that he was going to come, and they had been oppressed by the Romans. They were under the subjection of the Romans. They were lower class. They was put down. They were made slaves. They were all of these things. The Romans overtaxed them. They was in this situation, and they hated them.
Right.
And they wanted to be, they wanted their autonomy. They wanted to be their free nation again. They didn't want to be under control of that. And they believed that the Word of God taught that the Messiah was going to come and set up a kingdom and overthrow the Roman Empire, and he was going to set them up above. Now guess who gets to be the ruler? We get to be the ruler, and the Romans are going to be subject. And when they are, I'm going to take my revenge. I'm going to get it. And that was the human thinking of the way we're going to get victory is to overcome them, and now we get to be the boss. You know, we've been hurt too long, and now we're going to lift up. And this is the situation here with this. God's way is best, though. God come in there, and when Jesus come, he had no such plan of pulling swords on the Romans or come overthrowing them naturally or setting up a kingdom like that. He come to give the grace of God that you can love your enemy.
Yes.
But the love of God. If you don't have that, you know what you do? You may be able to conquer somebody, but you're still nasty, miserable in your own heart. That's what my way always did for me. My way has never delivered me from anything. It's always I've struggled and strived to get something over time. I can out-argue you. I can feel like I can out-debate you. I can out-maneuver you. I can do all these things. Maybe I can get something from you, but I'm still miserable in my own heart. I'm still hateful and ugly inside, and I have to deal with it. The Lord come along instead of conquering the Romans. He said, no, I didn't come to conquer the Romans. I come to give you power to conquer yourself. Now you can love them that are persecuting you. Now you've got a God that you can look to, and a grace and a power to look to that's beyond yourself. So what was they offended by? Jesus comes by, and they think that we're going to get a king, somebody that's able to overdo these Romans. Look how humble this guy is. What kind of a... We're looking for a man with grit in his teeth, and this man comes so humble. They were so... The word there, offended, means to stumble at. They stumbled at his meekness.
Right.
He came in humility, and they're like... We thought we was getting a warrior with a sword in his hand.
Right.
And we get this guy that goes around speaking soft words.
Yes.
And he dares. Oh, I listened to him on that mount speech he gave. And here I'm wanting somebody to wield the sword. And this man is saying, and I say unto you, love your enemies. Be offended. Oh, there was a lot to be offended by.
Right.
But he said, blessed are those that aren't offended. Whosoever is not offended in me. You didn't take that situation and turn around. And I want to put it to our lives. Because when I thought I needed sunshine, I got rain.
Right.
Don't stumble at the Lord.
Amen.
Because I thought I needed sunshine, I got the rain. When I thought I needed healing, I had my share of pain. When I thought that this was surely what God would want to do in my life. Now, I don't mean to be here and be negative towards anybody, but I just want to point out some fallacies. There's a fallacy in our world, in the Christian world, that claims that if you're living for the Lord, he's going to fill your bank account.
Right.
And if you do it right in the Lord, and you give your money to the right people, then God's going to bless you with the home you want, the big home, the cars, the things.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
That's not what God knows to do for our lives. Can He bless? Yes, and thank God for the blessings of our time. We ought to look at the things that the Lord has done. This is a beautiful chapel. God gave it to you. You got a beautiful property here. You got a wonderful congregation. We have food enough to eat and all those things. Thank God for all of that. But that's the blessings of the Lord. And we should be like we had in Sunday school this morning. A very good lesson, because Job was in exactly the place that I'm telling you about. He got into this situation and he didn't charge God foolishly with all that. God's way is best. Heart ceased thy struggling. Yeah, I lost this, I lost that. And he's saying, you know, curse God and die. Like that, he's forsaken you. God giveth and God taketh away. And he did not charge God foolishly. He said God is the giver of all these things. And I know we looked and God, Job definitely had his moments. But you know what God done with him? The devil thought that he was going to destroy Job. And you know what? He come out as pure gold because he followed the Lord. You follow the Lord, God's way is best. He can take from you and give back to you. He can take from you if he needs to take from you, and he can give back to you when he needs to give back to you. It's not us that makes the choice. It should be God that makes the choice. Lord, have your way in our lives.
Yes.
Help us to know what to do. So am I offended in the Lord? All of a sudden something comes. Oh, why me? Well, I think it's okay to ask God questions. Be honest with the Lord. If you're feeling like that, go ahead and ask him, because he'll clear it up for you. He'll work with you. He'll bring into your life what you want. He wants to bring it in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Lord knows how to deal with us.
Yes.
You don't lightly say to the Lord, Lord, I need more patience. Like, I wake up tomorrow more patient. Yeah. I wish that the answers was just like that. Lord, I really need patience. I wake up, I am so patient. I got the patience of Job this morning. No problems at all. Don't work that way. What the Lord starts doing is it starts putting you in the place to where, like the brother said, there ain't no answer. You can't fix it yourself. I'm in a situation, what else am I going to do? I was in a Walmart one time, and there was somebody ahead of me, and they was one of those deals where they got this great big old cart of stuff, and then they run it all through the register to find out that they're, you know, $100 short of what they got to pay for it. And now they got to figure out in here, okay, take this off. Take that. I'm the guy in the line, and I tell my family it seems like I'm always the guy in the line. I don't know if it's my ask for patience or what, but if there's two lines at McDonald's and I get in this one moves. Well, I think, well, I'll jump over here. Well, this one moves. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the Lord working with me. But I was in that line, and finally I get up to the register, and the girl there says something like, well, thank you for patiently waiting. And my answer was, I was just waiting. There's a difference between patiently waiting and just waiting. I had to go through there. I mean, I was there. I mean, I got to go through. I ain't patiently waiting. I'm just here. I'm just waiting right here at the time. I felt the impatience in there boiling, is what I'm saying. I want to say, you can say to the Lord, though, I'm going to tell you, the Lord will help you. God's way is best, but you don't turn around. You don't turn around and say, I'm going to try to make it for myself. Try to make yourself more patient. What are you going to do? You're not going to do what the Lord's going to do, because the Lord's going to put you through it. He's going to teach you patience.
Yes. Yes.
We need the Lord to help us. Don't be offended, because the things that we have in your life, God loving us.
Yes.
I want God to love me.
Yes.
God loving me.
Amen.
Will redirect me.
Yes.
God loving me going to put me through the things that I need to go through. My part of it is to say, heart, cease thy struggling. Lord, let me get my lesson in this.
Amen.
Let me learn what it is you want me to learn, that I can come out the other side of this better than I've ever been before. I can, you know, you can really do this. I like being in situations to where when somebody's having a hard day at a cash register or they're having a hard time, I do like to be there to be able to stand up there and say to them, it's okay. It's okay. We understand. It's okay. And bless, be able to bless them, then just be one of the herd that comes through. Why aren't you doing it better? Why aren't you doing it better? Lord, help us.
Amen.
You know, God can make us into that. But we got to follow the Lord.
Yeah.
And not be offended at what comes. And because there's going to be things come into our lives that is going to be hard to understand.
Right.
I mean, I was a fairly young man and had four little children. My wife gets cancer and is dying. And there is no way that my human reasoning could say that that was the right thing, that my four little children are going to lose their mother, and I'm going to have four little children. And that didn't make sense to my human mind. But God's way is best.
Yeah.
It's always best for everybody involved, and I can't understand that, so what do I do with that? I don't get offended. I don't allow that to stumble, but I say, Lord, I know that you know best. And in my faith, I'm going to say, Lord, I know you know best. And I'll know it by and by. I will know what the purpose is by and by. If not in this world, in the next, I will know it. I believe I know a lot about why that was good and why the Lord did what he done and what God did. Sometimes I feel like Job and how the Lord straightened my life and gave me more than I ever did. The promises of God is still on us. And it was an experience that I went through. And it made me, if I may say, it made me richer and stronger and better and more able to talk to people and help people that have the same kind of needs. It brought a sympathy to me. It helped me. God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I had the privilege of a guy pulled up to the gas pumps in Green Bank, and I pulled up, and he worked on the pipeline that was going through and all, and he wasn't even from around there. And I said a word to him, and he said a word back, and got to talking with him. Ended up saying to him how he's doing, and it wasn't doing good. And finally, I mean, it was amazing. Men usually don't do this, to be honest with you. And he started opening his heart. And told me that he had lost his wife about 2 years before. And he said, brother, I can't get over it. I can't get over it. All I do is try to work my way out. I just can't get over it emotionally. Men usually don't do that. And especially it's somebody at a gas pump that he never saw before. And he starts telling me about it. And I start to telling him, I know how you feel. I knew what to say to him and encourage him in the Lord. And that was given to me as a gift, if you may say it, by the one that knows better. I would have never went down a path like that. But the Lord know better. He knows best. Who would have ever have thought something as hideous and abominable as someone dying on a cross would be what was best for us?
Right.
Who would have ever chose such a thing as that? And you look at it through the natural eye, how can you get anything good out of that? How gruesome that was. Brother Wynn, brother, some of you may know him, but he's a young brother with Vietnamese ancestries, and his back in the 80s, they had some of his family came over to the U.S. It was sponsored by a church system out there, and so they came over, and he was Buddhist. The family was Buddhist, and they came in, and they, of course, went to the people that sponsored him, wanted him to go to church with him, so he went to church, and as he comes into the door, the first thing he sees is a depiction of Christ on the cross with the thorns on his head and him crucified on the cross. And the guy was appalled. This Buddhist was appalled. He said he could never be in a religion as gruesome as that, as nasty as that. I don't see it that way. I see it as the greatest love story ever told.
Amen.
That Christ on there was supposed to be me without hope.
Right.
And he died that I might live. What a beautiful, you can look at it as gruesome, but it's beautiful. What a beautiful story. God knows what's best. And you know those times that in our giving to the Lord and saying, Lord, we want to live for you, that there's going to be things that might be offensive and look offensive, that is exactly what we all need. We say, I want my family saved, and the Lord allows something to happen to them. I didn't mean that, Lord. I didn't mean that. Have thy way.
Yes.
Lord, have thy way.
Yes.
Something happened to me. Lord, yes, I can say it easier when it's me, but when it's them, it's like, Lord, have mercy. That's not what I meant. And the Lord, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. Don't be offended. Don't stumble over what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
But give yourself to the Lord who's able to do that. So I just want to look a little bit. Let's think about some of the people in the Scriptures who were men of God, real men of God. You know how Apostle Paul died? He took his hat off. Paul, you lived and gave your whole life and existence to the God that let you take your head off. Thy way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Paul was able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept the faith. And now I'm ready to be offered. My work is completed. God has got the glory out of my life. And this old fleshly head don't mean anything. I am a straight betwixt two. I'd rather stay and help you, but I go and be with the Lord. Turn me loose. He's ready. I got this thing. God has blessed me and led me through all of this, and now it's the time of my departure. Thank God.
Amen.
There was a book I read one time. It was the famous last words of saints and sinners. And one of the saints' last words was that death is my best friend next to Jesus Christ. Because it's that friend that's going to take me forever to be with the Lord. That is quite a statement to say. That has no victory over me. It has turned from an enemy, our great enemy, our last enemy, to my friend. Thank you, my friend, for taking me into the arms of Jesus. What victory there is in that. Paul was a man of God, but he wasn't offended at the Lord. There was times, do you know the Lord allowed him to be shipwrecked? Paul was a man of God with the Spirit of God on him. You would have thought that in the human mind that the doors would open by the time he got 50 feet of him. Everywhere he went, the doors just opened. God was with him, just opening doors. No, the door had to be opened by shipwreck. Out in the middle of the deep, he's out there. How many times did he say he got 39 stripes? 40 stripes saved one because he couldn't whip a Roman. He was a Roman citizen. He couldn't give him 40, so they gave him 39. Well, you could have probably endured one more anyway, but that was the rule. So Paul was going through all this, and you'd think that it's this. But no, I'm not offended at the stripes. I'm not offended by being thrown into the jail. I'm not offended by the shipwrecks. I'm not offended at that because God's way is best.
Yes.
And I've surrendered my way to God's way, and he becomes successful, the most successful writer of the New Testament Scriptures, who has blessed and gave encouragement of salvation to thousands upon thousands of souls. Eternity is the only place that will weigh what the man did because he trusted in the Lord. I'm going to say that God's way is best. Even though it seems like that it may not be best. Peter was someone that you would have thought could have stayed in trouble most all the time. He was in trouble a lot of the time. I'd say until Pentecost came, he was probably in trouble most of the time. And then after that, he still had flare-ups. But he gave himself to the Lord. And he claimed that God's way is the best way to go. And he gave himself fully to it. And the history of him, as said before, but his history was that he was crucified upside down at his own request. Why would a person do such a thing as that? Because I'm not offended by the Lord. I'm honored by the Lord. I don't feel honored to die the way he did. Turn me upside down to crucify me. Because what's the best that I can get in this? Hebrews spoke of a people that was not willing to be delivered, that they might obtain a better resurrection. When they could have been delivered, they said, no, I'm not going to walk out of this. I'm going to stay right here in it. God's way is best. He put me here, and I'm going to stay in here. What is the song that says, oh, fiery furnace, in the fiery furnace, let me stay? Why? Precious gold, refining. Purge all the dross away. How am I going to purge the dross out of my own life? How am I going to make myself stronger in the spirit? How am I going to do all those things? I'm going to follow Jesus.
Yes.
Through the courses of life that he brings into my life. I can't do it for myself. I can't. I was telling Brother Henry some of them the other day, pain's a valuable tool in the hands of the Lord. But it ain't outside of it, because if it was, we'd go around with a hammer making everybody spiritual. That ain't going to make you spiritual just because you feel pain. God knows when and where to deal with your life, and he'll bring things into your life to draw you to him. Lord, I can't go through this without you. I need your help. And Lord knows what draws us closer and closer to him. There is multitude of people and saints in the scriptures and saints that we've known and people that have committed their whole life to the Lord.
Yes.
And it just resonated.
Yes.
That God's way is best.
Amen.
And when you look at the end of it, of those that have surrendered themselves completely to the Lord, and you come down to the end and see them pass in this world, you can't help from saying, God's way is best.
Amen.
It's nothing like my way. I would have never chose that path or course of life, but God chose that and brought it to this place, and then his glory just filled the room. His that we know all is well with the righteous. God wants us to trust in him. God's way is best. Heart, cease thus struggling to see and know and understand. Lord, I don't want to be offended by what you're going to allow into our life. There is more said about suffering and persecution and troubles in the scriptures than there ever is about the blessings that you're going to get from it. So, Lord, help us. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.